WMSO Radio.
North Shore Now.
News and sports. North Shore Today. Brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern. A great place to meet and a great place to eat. Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. It's Friday, and coming up Friday on our website, we have the huge Northeastern Conference Championship baseball game for the NEC North title. Beverly at Danvers, 4 o'clock, first pitch from Danvers, and we will have live video streaming of that game. So it should be a great game. Both teams have had fantastic years, and here they are at the end of the season, winner kind of take all for the conference title today. So
we are. How often does that happen? How often do you get the top two teams at the end of the season for
not too often. I know. Swampscott and Marblehead played last night. So I guess, or yesterday afternoon, and we have the story on that one. So, and although I think Marblehead still has a game with Revere, they're looking good on that front. But yeah, I don't know how often you have to have that matchup at the end of the year. So Beverly Danvers are kind of that rivalry now in that division, and so are Swampscott Marblehead in the other division. So yeah, I don't know. Probably not that often. Well, Rick, I'll begin with one of the stories here out of the front page of the Daily Item in Lynn. We got to give the item credit for this story. Bridget Turcotte writes, here's the headline, where Hilltop Steaks sizzled, Route 1 homes could rise. Not raise, rise. High Country Investments confirmed that Avalon Bay Communities will replace the Hilltop Steakhouse site with apartments and retail spaces. And I'll just read one little bit more. Dennis January, High Country's chief financial officer, revealed the buyer at the Board of Selectmen's meeting on Wednesday. And last night, the item reported that the Virginia-based real estate investment trust has a 14.2-acre site under agreement. So the old Hilltop, Sioux City, 21 to Sioux City, 51 to, Dodge City, whatever. So the Hilltop will be apartments and then retail space, or didn't say condos, did it? It did say apartments. So it did say apartments, but I don't know, maybe there'll be condos in there as well. But the item is, I had a story on that a couple of weeks ago, and now the follow-up story confirming their earlier story, more or less.
Well, I hope the apartments are soundproofed.
Well, there's no Hilltop there anymore. All the steer are gone. You know, the cactus is still there, I guess.
Traffic. Are they going to keep the cactus? Is that going to stay there?
I don't know. I think it is still there though. So maybe it's staying as part of a landmark, like the Citco sign is down in Boston. Maybe it's one of those landmarks that you just can't take out, but we'll see. Why, are you interested in buying it?
It would make quite an ornament in my front yard, wouldn't it?
I know. Well, folks used to steal the
neighbors might complain.
Yeah, folks used to steal the plastic cows from time to time, or do things to them. So I don't know. We'll find out. I don't know if that's in the story or not, but I think it's still there. I'm pretty sure it's still there.
The plastic cows. I know that there was a pretty bad tradition at Gloucester High School. I don't know, maybe 20 years or so ago, when the seniors. I think it was the last day of school. I can't remember the night before graduation or whenever it was, but they would have what they called a scavenger hunt, and they would go around and raid people's lawns in the area, and they would, I don't want to say steal, but they would read lawn ornaments around the area, signs, road signs, and invariably you'd see something from the Hilltop. There'd be a Hilltop cow. And what they do is they bring them down to the high school and dump them in the front of the high school. It was a pretty lousy tradition, and a lot of people had stuff broken by it, and it was some vandalism. It was inadvertent vandalism, but thank goodness that stopped quite a while ago.
Yeah, well, maybe when the cows left, it stopped. That will put a quick end to it.
I suppose.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, so, and I guess they're still searching for that principal up in Saugus, in Gloucester, rather. Excuse me, I got Saugus on the brain here today. But they're still getting very close to picking a principal in Gloucester, correct, at the high school?
Correct. They had the final interviews yesterday. They were open to the public, but I believe it was the superintendent who conducted the interviews. And they were with the three finalists, or James Cook, who's a teacher at the high school, Deborah Holman, and Elizabeth Betty Taylor. According to the Times, obviously all three candidates were well-spoken. And the superintendent said he's going to take a day or two. What does it say? A day or two, I guess, to make his decision. So I would suspect by early next week there will be a new principal at Gloucester High School.
Yeah, that sounds possible. Another, there's a story in the front page of the Salem News today, and it's on the basically it's the Riverhouse and Lifebridge are going to merge. These are two North Shore shelters joining forces for a regional approach to homelessness. And this is Ariana McNeil's story, and this is out of Salem. And two North Shore homeless shelters, Lifebridge in Salem and Riverhouse in Beverly, are joining forces to fight homelessness together, a merger likely to be completed by early July. The combining forces, the two service agencies plan to take a more regional approach to homelessness. It's something the two have been working on for the last couple of years, according to Jason Etheridge, the executive director of Lifebridge. It's been a long process, but we're coming to an end, he said. So now Lifebridge is larger than the two other agencies. Anyways, the two agencies are going to be joining together and kind of combining and using forces. Which I had an earlier idea. I'm wondering, Rick, you talked to the mayors, and I was thinking that we should get the mayors together, get a couple of them together at the same time, because talking about regionalization, because I know those talks go on, and I don't think they're as public as they used to be, but there are a lot of regional things that I think the cities and towns do, but I'm not sure how much they do and so on, but definitely there's some regionalization that you would think would take place or could take place in some of these things, and I don't know if it's practical or not, but it's just it's kind of an interesting concept to explore and push a little bit on.
Well, I just want to mention, Bill, that obviously it's Memorial Day weekend, and the Gloucester Times has the local activities in the paper on page 2, and each of the communities, Gloucester, Rockport, Manchester, by the Sea, and Essex, is having a parade, and then the ceremonies will conclude at the end of the parade. Gloucester's parade starts at 9 o'clock at the World War II Memorial at Kent Circle, and it will conclude at Newell Stadium a couple of hours later after making some stops at cemeteries along the way. Rockport's parade begins at 10 o'clock, and Manchester by the Sea's parade begins at 9:15 at Town Hall. And then in Essex, their parade begins, and this is all on Memorial Day, obviously, on Monday. Essex parade begins at 9 a.m. at the fire station. And the other thing, Bill, is the beaches on Cape Canaveral should mention the daily fees have changed a little bit for the for parking, and just mention let me see here, Wingersheek Beach is $25 weekdays, $30 on weekends, and that's for a car, SUV, or minivan. And then they don't have good harbors here for some reason. So Good Harbor and Wingersheek, I'm sorry. So it's $25 on a weekday for Good Harbor, $30 on a weekend for passenger cars, SUVs, and minivans at Good Harbor and Wingersheek. That will be the daily cost. And vans are a little bit more expensive. They're $30 weekdays, $35 on holidays. And if you have a bus, I don't know if your bus service is up and running, Bill, but the big bus is $40 on a weekday, $50 on a weekend.
Yeah, we got a bus of us coming up, and we'll all go to the beach. But I thought we would park at your house, Rick, and then you could just drive us
over.
Yeah,
once you do that, yeah. I'll shuttle you over.
Shuttle us over. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
I'm looking at the Memorial Day services in the Salem News, and they have their list. So if you're interested in the list of events, the Salem News has probably the same thing you're talking about with some other communities, such as Peabody, Marblehead, Swampscott, Hamilton, Boxford, Danvers, Middleton, and so on. So they have a bunch of those, all those services and so on. I know Lynn's is Monday afternoon and so on. So, and I think the item, they don't have theirs in today's paper, but I would imagine they'll all be in, I don't think they're in today's paper, but they all be in tomorrow's paper. Just a little heads up, because a lot of folks do like to know when those are and what's happening on the Memorial Day Memorial Day festivities here on the North Shore. That's right, I said festivities, right? So,
yeah.
What we talked about yesterday. So, whatever. All right. Rick, any other hot issues? How about this issue? Looking at this issue, the presidential race, I haven't watched. I just saw a little note. The Salem News had a note today in here. But there apparently is some traction growing for this offhanded kind of quip that Jimmy Kimmel had. He had Donald Trump on 2 nights ago. And in that interview, in the interview with Jimmy Kimmel, Kimmel asked Donald Trump whether he'd be willing to debate Bernie Sanders before the California primary. And I think he said, yes, I would, but I want to be paid, which is probably a typical answer for Donald Trump. And so now this, what started out is kind of a joke. Bernie Sanders said, yeah, I'd like to debate Donald Trump. And, it sounds as if this thing might happen because it's possible. It's not off the table. And now Hillary Clinton will be left out. She turned down the debate with Bernie Sanders. She turned down this debate again. I think they commented on it yesterday. But it will be interesting. And the ramifications on this are really interesting. I mean, there are pluses, there are minuses to both Bernie and for Hillary. But it's just, again, it's just flipping upside down all the rules, everything that you think happened, in politics. Everything is just totally different this year with this election, if this were to happen. Because I understand even Fox was saying last night, Fox News was the channel that was going to host the last Democratic debate. And then Hillary said she didn't want to participate in it. Even they said there is a little something to this last night. So it'll be interesting to see if there is actually anything to that as we go through. California debate would be, I guess, a week from this Tuesday. So it's just a little less than 2 weeks away.
We can thank MTV for this. I think they started the reality program. I forget what the first one was, but back in the 80s, they called it reality TV. And we can thank MTV for all of this.
Yeah. You're right. What was that? What was the first reality TV show? Was it? There are a bunch of them, I guess. I.
Yeah, but
what was the one with Snooki?
I can't think.
From New Jersey, the Jersey Shore, right? But that wasn't the first one.
No, there was one before that, and I forget. It was like a dating thing, or people lived together, or something. It was just bizarre, or I don't remember. But it was in the early 80s, and even before that, is also the television NBC called Max Headroom, and Max Headroom predicted all of this as well.
Oh, okay. I do remember. I don't think I watched that show, but I do remember. That was too cutting edge for me, I think, Max Headroom. I'm not sure.
Well, it's and that's what we have now. It was 30 years ahead of its time, no question.
Well, I'll tell you. This stuff isn't cutting edge. I don't know. It's not. I don't know what it is, but. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we're into this world where the dialogue's changed. Everything's kind of flipped around a little bit, and who knows? But so we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll see what happens. And I guess that's pretty. Oh, I guess we might as well just move to sports here quickly here as we get ready for the Memorial Day weekend. Is a couple of notes here. We have a post up on with the two tennis coaches from the big match yesterday. The boys' tennis match between Beverly and Marblehead. Beverly comes out on top 3-2, winning the Northeastern Conference title. And, we talked to both coaches. Both interviews are up there and on our website, and you can listen to them. But both was a great match, was an exciting match. Chris Melanson, the Beverly coach, tells us how it all came down. It was 2-2, and then finally the last match, which was close, was decided. So we have all the details up there. We've talked about this so many times, Rick, but Marblehead would have been undefeated in the league. Now this would be their first loss, but they have seven other losses, so they play a very tough non-league schedule. All the things that we talked about the other day with the non-league schedules, such as Jim Pugh when he used to do it in Masconomet for football and other schools that do it, playing a very tough non-league schedule, and that's what the Marblehead tennis team has done this year. But again, they just came up a little bit short. I think they're a young team, and so they will probably be back in the mix next year as well. I'm sure they always will be. And we also have a post up there on the big Marblehead Swampscott baseball game yesterday, won by Marblehead, a walk-off hit by Garrett Keough, who pitched well and got the big base hit to win the game in the bottom of the seventh inning for Marblehead, so they win the NEC South. While the Swampscott girls had a big softball win last night against Marblehead, that game was over in Swampscott under the lights. So those are some of the stories making news in sports, and we do have those scores up there on our website. So trying to think if there's anything else in sports. And the Red Sox lost, and Jackie Bradley's hit streak is all over. And the Red Sox lost, and who was on the mound for the Red Sox last night, Rick? Buchholz.
What was his name? Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not following, you know, I didn't even know who
was, surprised.
I didn't even know who was pitching, but I didn't watch the game last night. I flipped over at one point, and it was very early, and I think the Red Sox were up, as a matter of fact, so I wasn't even sure who was pitching, but boy, it's tough. I don't see what happens. I think Buchholz will go on the disabled list pretty soon here, no matter what happens. That's my call, so we'll see.
Again, yeah.
All right, it's like a wildlife sanctuary with Rick Moore here today as we hook up from two different locations to do this show.
On location, what do you call it? We're doing a remote from the aviary.
Yeah, with Marlon Perkins, Wild Safari, whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
so. That's right.
Rick, anything else from you?
No, we'll see it. With first pitch is at 4 p.m.?
Yes, it is. Beverly at Danvers, big baseball game this afternoon for the NEC title. And again, we talked about the Memorial Day schedules. The Item Sports section today has a great listing of all the big tournament games coming up this weekend, a lot of them. So you may want to check that out, including the Clancy tournament, the Gianulis tournament, which involves Peabody. Peabody High School, they're in that. They're hosting that. And again, the Corning tournament, the softball tournament over at Endicott College, which involves Beverly. It all starts at 9 tomorrow, I believe it is. Beverly and Danvers softball. Peabody, Fenwick at 11, and so on. Then they play the consolation and championship game all in the same day. So it's a doubleheader for teams in that tournament. So then that's all for a great cause as well. So that'll do it for us with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.